You've been listening to Algonquin Highlands Community Soundscapes here on Making Waves. Multi-channel versions of these recordings comprised a recent exhibition at the Nascent North Media Arts Center hosted by New Ventures in Sound Art in South River, Ontario. But they're available
I was wondering, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like.
Hi, I'm Beth from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Asia of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Adro Snyder reports in the Times Union that tender dry conditions and the fluffy white seeds of cottonwood and poplar seeds are creating wildfires in the Hudson Valley. On June 1st, there were still wildfires in Gilderton, Rotterdam, and Schenectady, accelerated by the cottonwood and poplar seeds that have blanketed the ground. John Keimer, public information officer for the Westmere Fire Department, said, and I quote, "If it ignites this snow-like material, it takes off. It's like gasoline," end quote. Little to no precipitation has fallen locally for the past 10 to 14 days, according to Brett Rathbun, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany. Rathbun said, and I quote, "With the combination of it being that warm and that dry for so long, any little ignition source could call for some brush fires," end quote. Rotterdam, for instance, declared a water emergency this week with a ban on all outdoor water use through the weekend. Cooler temperatures and rain are forecast locally, and John Keimer, public information officer for the Westmere Fire Department, said, and I quote, "Hopefully brush season will end shortly," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on June 2nd that 24 land banks across New York will receive nearly $26 million in funding to expand housing in the state. Hochul said, and I quote, "New York's land bank initiative has already allowed us to preserve, restore, and revitalize rundown properties across the state, and we are excited to be extending the opportunity this year. This program will empower local nonprofits, the people that know their communities best, to help increase home ownership while repairing the fabric of their neighborhoods," end quote. Hochul had wanted to expand affordable housing throughout New York in the state budget with a plan to add 800,000 units over the next 10 years that was shot down by the legislature. Officials are hoping the money for the land bank plan will help create or preserve 100,000 affordable homes in New York. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County-based Assemblyperson Sarah Hannah Streshta has introduced legislation aimed at Central Hudson to strengthen accountability measures against alleged wrongdoings by utilities. The Democrat Socialist from his office wants consumer utility protections during investigations that would prohibit gas, electric, telecommunications, and water companies from charging late fees or terminating service when the utility is being investigated by the State Public Service Commission. Sresta said, and I quote, "It should not be up to them to decide when to suspend late fees when they are being investigated. We want to make sure this is guaranteed, and we also want to make sure that this is clearly communicated to the customers," end quote. Sresta says with the legislature soon winding down that the bills won't be taken up until January. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with the temperature high near 69 degrees and a northeast wind at around 8 miles per hour. And on Saturday night, partly cloudy, with the temperature low of around 47 degrees and a northeast wind at around 6 miles an hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 48 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Joshua Mail of Seattle, Washington. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
If it's not De La Slow, then it's not WRMS. We're cats in control, twisting and tuning until you're perfectly content. Special cat call goes out to the suckers at the donut shop. Thanks for serving it to me. Dark, hot, and no caffeine. Snuggle tight and hang loose, boys. It's time to groove to a De La Slow move on WRMS.
Number 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10.
From his 2023 album Wronger, here is Hudson's Tommy Stinson with Here We Go Again.
1, 2, 3, 4. Jumping off this roller coaster, let's find out where the exits are before we get any closer. Do we go again? Throw out your rusty pen to your old gun holster. You've been riding long enough. myself a new cool gun. I mean, it might stick a little longer. But here we go again. Here we go again. Label you a failure as a label it. Dragged off to jail. Don't worry how bad it is. Till no one comes to England. Try. In the man's John, your reign won't last forever unless I sing your stupid song. Forget about buffoonery, copyright in perpetuity. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
From the 2023 album, The Age of Pleasure, that's Janelle Monáe with Black Sugar Beach on WGXC.
Number
8.
Next up on WGXC is from the 2023 album, River Said, from New Zealand's Maxine Funk. This is Willow White.
Trifle early as the spring, wisp of willow whispering, the nun's blithe prayer still roaming like a thief. Over hills her darkest hour, over hills her darkest hour, for the nightmare wakers, the dream. Glass bottles sing, so earthy
breaks, the quest breaks. Willow yellow leaf, willow yellow bee, willow yellow book, willow yellow Esterline. Willow white plate, willow white fray, willow white mouse, willow white yesterday.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
from the 2023 album Lightning Dreamers. That was Future Shaman from Rob Mazurek and the Exploding Star Orchestra on WGXC.
Number
6.
From the 2023 album Dreams in Splattered Lines, that is Wolf Eyes there with Radio Box on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
4.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
number
three.
Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer fronts the Capital Region-based band Skyfarers, and here is their 2023 new song. It's a cover of The Clean's Point That Thing Somewhere Else from the Dot Dash Mixtape Volume 1. Here is Skyfarers. Next, we have 2023 music from Deerhoof. Their album is called Miracle Level, and this song is called My Lovely Cat. ¶¶
number
one.
Here is 2013 new music from sometimes Hudson resident Michelle Nadicello. The song is called Vuma.
Yeah.
2013 new music, Insane there from Aunt Clemens, Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Kamisi Washington on WGXC 90.7 FM.